Reaching to your hair, weed memories that don't belong, and lay out a welcome mat for all sunshine. How many women should I be for you to feel loved? How many men for you to feel safe?
Sinking among the upholstered cushions, Lily fingered the diamond genie on her left hand and was immediately transported to yesterday, when the quietly ordered routine of her life began to tumble like the circle of laundry she often watched through the window of the clothes dryer. She and Joe Eddie had just come in from the garden. He looked a little tired. No, not tired. A little, well, something was different. They were coming in from the garden because it was Sunday. On mid-mornings, Joe Eddie came over with a sweet roll or something because he didn't have to be at the funeral home until 10. She would fix coffee. They would share halves of the sweet. Then he would drive her to work at the insurance company where she had been a secretary forever. On Saturday nights, he would stay over. They would play pinochle or tell Do Remember stories until they were ready to retire and make love. Sometimes they made love, and then they retired. By 11, they were in church, and a few hours later, they were back at her house, reading the papers, sometimes going to a movie. That's the way it had been for as long as she could remember, ever since he and Lois broke up back in, she couldn't remember. But they had just come in from the garden, and she was putting on the coffee when, out of the blue, Joe Eddie said, "I guess you're not planning to marry me, huh?" Just like that. "I guess you're not planning to marry me, huh?" Took her totally by surprise. They hadn't talked about it in years. So she said,